This is KUNC. The StoryCorps mobile booth spent 5 weeks recording stories in Fort Collins. And as their Colorado stop came to an end, KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick met with one of the facilitators to get a behind-the-scenes look at the people and the stories behind the popular oral history program.
You must be Stacy.
Yep.
Welcome to the booth.
I meet up with Jacqueline Van Meter outside the New Belgium Brewing Company. She's the site manager for the StoryCorps mobile tour. And during a quick and rare break, I get a tour of the office.
Step right up.
A converted Airstream trailer.
And this is where the magic happens.
And it is cozy.
It is cozy. That's kind of the idea. You know, dim lighting, blankets just in case. The goal is really to create an atmosphere so that despite what folks have been dealing with out in their day, in the parking lot, on the highway getting here, that once they step in here, they can just kind of disconnect and focus on each other.
Through a set of sound-dampening double doors is the recording space. It actually looks more like a booth you'd find in a restaurant. There's a table with seats on either side to encourage face-to-face conversation, except here, instead of plates, there's a pair of microphones. There's also the almost mandatory box of tissues, because let's face it, this is StoryCorps. Tears are bound to be shed.
It's not just, you know, stories of grief or stories of loss. It's just the expressions of gratitude. People don't take the time to look each other in the eye anymore and say, I'm proud of you, or thank you for everything that you've done for me. You're an example. You've taught me how to be a better parent. You've taught me how to be a better listener. People really use the space to say the things that they need to say, and yeah, it usually causes me to tear up.
Like listeners, Van Meter was a StoryCorps fan long before she came to work for them. Now she travels across the country with the mobile booth, setting up in a new community every 5 weeks.
You just get this deep, immersive dive into the folks in a particular community, and you're living in the community with them. So, you know, I bump into participants on the street, on the sidewalk. And so although it is fast-paced, it feels really rich, although it's going to be sad to say goodbye to Fort Collins.
In addition to the warm and friendly attitude and the plethora of tips on the best trails and the best local craft brews, Van Meter says she's heard a lot of incredible stories, like Sarah Fraser telling her daughter Jenny Sunstedt about a dream she had right after her husband Jimmy died.
And he said, Sarah, it's okay. Everything's okay. And at first I thought, oh, great, we can go on with our life. And then I said, no, you're dead. And so he left, and he came back the second night, and he said the same thing, and I said the same thing. So now when I go through the regrets and the remorse and those times, I think about that message that it's okay.
It is okay.
It is okay.
Lori Daigle came to the mobile booth to talk with her wife, local musician Liz Barnes, about sharing their first kiss as teenagers in New Orleans.
2 weeks after my divorce was final, you and I reconnected on Facebook 28 years later. And all the old memories, all the old feelings, everything just came flooding back.
Then after we connected, you came out to Colorado to visit, you know, it's like, well, let's see if we can get together.
I just saw you and all I wanted to do was kiss you again.
The stories Van Meter typically records are of love and loss. But lately, she says, she's also hearing stories of solidarity in the wake of the Me Too movement.
Whether that's, I've just had a baby boy and I want to think intentionally about how I'm going to raise him as, you know, like a good, responsible man in the world, or what it's like to be a whistleblower, or what it means to have a community of women support you when you're going through a challenging time. That's a theme that's kind of come up again and again.
More than 130 stories have been recorded from Colorado residents during their time here. All of them will be archived in the Library of Congress. But Van Meter knows that's just a drop in the bucket of the stories out there.
Hearing people talk to each other candidly and genuinely and really saying the things that they need to say, that, you know, without distractions, without noises, without cell phones, without screens, just really taking the time to say those things that we don't often articulate out loud enough, there is something vulnerable and really human about that. And I think that's the power of StoryCorps and what we're hoping to kind of get across.
The next stop for the StoryCorps mobile booth tour is Jackson, Wyoming. For KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.